Good day and welcome to Au Fair New Mexico, where you will hear what you can see in the great state of New Mexico. Today we will be joined by Chris Judson from Bandelier National Monument. This is Amy Griffith. Please join me as we step into enchantment. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well. Yourself?
I am doing great. If you would, please, could you tell us just a little bit about Bandelier National Monument?
Bandelier is in the northern part of New Mexico, right near Los Alamos, and it was established in 1916 to preserve the archaeological sites that are here. They're from the ancestors of the present-day Pueblo people, and there's six Pueblos that count this as part of their heritage. And it's also just a very beautiful area, as well as being part of the heritage of New Mexico.
Okay, and what are the normal business hours for the park for visitation and stuff?
Well, the canyon, the area around the visitor center where the excavated sites are, is generally open from, sunrise, around 7, till it gets to be twilighty. We don't really want people to be down here during the hours of darkness. And that's true year-round. We plan to be closed on Christmas and New Year's. Occasionally we have to close if there's some safety issue. But we're generally open 7 days a week all through the year.
Now, is there still a campground there at Bandelier?
Yeah, right as you drive in, the entrance to the park is Juniper Campground, which is for families. It doesn't fill, so it doesn't take reservations. It's $12 per site per night, unless people have a senior pass or an access pass, and then it's half price. And I forgot to mention, when we were talking about hours, that the visitor center hours are generally 8:30 or 9 till about 4:30, and that's 7 days a week as well.
Okay, and what are the fees for just to visit for the day for the park?
The entry fee is $12 per vehicle full, and that pass is good for 7 days. Now, if you have a senior pass, an access pass, a Bandelier pass, or an America the Beautiful pass, those all get you in for free.
And now I know you touched on where you guys were located, but one more time, can you remind us where you're located and maybe the best way to get there?
Well, most people end up coming here from the Santa Fe area, either coming from Albuquerque or they're coming from the east on 40 or whatever, but most people pass through Santa Fe. And from Santa Fe, you just go north on 285, 84, and there's a well-marked junction where 502 turns off, and that it only goes one direction, so that's nice. And it brings you towards Bandelier, and then 4 turns off, and it only goes one direction. And that brings you right to the park. And we're about an hour from Santa Fe. Now, during the main part of the year, from late May till late September or into October, we have a shuttle bus because we just don't have enough parking to cover everybody during the main part of the season. And so if you're coming the way that I mentioned, you just stop in White Rock. It's well signed. There's a free shuttle that runs all through the day. Just park there and bring the shuttle in. If you're here after 3 o'clock, you can drive in.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the best thing about Bandelier National Monument?
Well, it really was established in 1916. People were already impressed enough, in fact, they had been for some time, to establish it in order to preserve the archaeological sites. And the canyon here is a beautiful, narrow canyon, 400 feet deep, with gorgeous volcanic rock walls. And the excavated sites are right along the canyon. There's a stream here. There's green trees. And that combination is something that people really enjoy.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for sharing all of this information about Bandelier with us today.
Let me mention one more thing, which is that we also have 70 miles of backcountry trails. Two-thirds of the park is actually a designated wilderness. People can backpack here, but they need to come into the visitor center and visit with us about the effects from the fire in 2011. There's lots of long hikes as well as the short ones.
Well, thank you again for joining us today, Chris.
You betcha.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Au Fair New Mexico. Our guest today has been Chris Judson from Bandelier National Monument. This is Amy Griffith inviting you to join us again next time for Au Fair New Mexico, a weekly presentation on the KENW Public Radio Network.